USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With news that Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine appears to be at least 90% effective in preventing infections, there have been many follow-up questions about a timeline for the vaccine's availability. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes it could be available for all Americans by next April. He tells CNN that while there remains many logistical challenges to wide distribution of a vaccine that must be stored at freezing temperatures and requires two doses, those challenges have been anticipated.
The logistic or supply chain agenda led by General Gus Perna. And that's what he's been spending literally every minute of every day on, making sure that doesn't become an obstacle. It becomes a surmountable challenge. And I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, to say it's going to be easy would not be truthful. It's going to be a challenge, but I believe we're going to be able to do it.
The Pfizer vaccine remains in stage 3 trials, and more data on its effectiveness is expected by the end of the month. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Senator Tom Tillis has won re-election in North Carolina, holding on to a Republican seat that Democrats were hoping to flip in order to retake control of the Senate. Tillis's Democratic challenger, Cal Cunningham, conceded the race Tuesday while trailing the senator about 90,000 votes, with 97% counted. Tillis's win gives Republicans 49 seats in the Senate, with Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan leading his challenger. The two January runoff elections in Georgia will ultimately decide which party controls the Senate. Tropical Storm Eta continues to drop rain on western Cuba and southern Florida while sitting in the Gulf of Mexico, and overnight a record-breaking storm formed in the Atlantic. Tropical Storm Theta is out in the central Atlantic, tracking towards Europe, and has no chance of hitting the United States. But it becomes the 30th named storm of the season, making this the most active hurricane season in history. That record still has a chance to increase as well, with the tropical disturbance forming to the south of Puerto Rico. The National Weather Service says that currently has a 20% chance of forming into a tropical storm. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC has a new set of coronavirus guidelines for upcoming holiday gatherings. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released updated recommendations for Thanksgiving as many Americans weigh how they should celebrate the family-focused holiday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The guidance saying virtual gatherings or enjoying the holiday with members of your own household are the safest options this year. In-person gatherings with individuals from other households, including college students returning home from campus, are riskier options. The new guidance also discouraging potluck-style gatherings and suggesting guests bring their own food to gatherings. Another key recommendation is to ensure proper ventilation and avoiding gathering in spaces with poor airflow. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And today, November 10th, marks the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Val Dior reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
November 10th marks the day the Continental Marines were created and serves as the official Marine Corps birthday. The Marine Corps started as the Continental Marines during the American Revolutionary War, formed by a resolution of the Continental Congress on November 10th, 1775. The Marine Corps turns 245 years old today. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.